Look, if I don't even know for sure what I want in a man right now, there's no way you know. There's no way my friends know, and they think they know better.
We only think we know what you shouldn't go back to. Mm. We think you have a type. We don't think that's worked out well.
Yep.
But it's my type. I don't know if I can.
But Erica, don't you think sometimes people, friends, have a clarity about you that you may not have for yourself?
I wonder about that, and that is, you know, that's a fair point, and that's why I entertain the conversations, really. And my friend now came to me and said she thinks she's got the perfect guy for me, and, you know, led off with the positives, the things that would seem to be in line with what I want in somebody. And she was like, oh, he's funny, and he's tall, and he's bright, and he's, you know, driven about his career, and he's a great guy, and, right? She said, oh, he's a clinical social worker.
And nice.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Do-gooder.
James.
Which is nice. I mean, that's a positive. Yeah,
My daughter is a counselor.
I do good. There's
don't you take shots at that?
But you know, like what I need now is somebody who really has some EQ, right? Mm-hmm. So a clinical social worker, I thought, oh, that's a guy who really has a heart and who understands the human condition. And
different than the other guys. You.
I want a guy with a heart.
Because you got the tall, you got the turtleneck, you got the, but you didn't, I don't know. I'm just saying.
The tall.
Because here you are.
Numbing.
You got the tall and the turtleneck. And that's something else.
Then she added, he's a clinical social worker.
Yeah.
Specifically, a certified sex therapist.
Sex therapist?
I'm blaring. Ooh, hey.
Yeah, I didn't look at it as a good thing.
Why? He can teach you things. He can judge my performance.
Well, he could, but believe me, any shrink is going to as well.
Yeah.
In everything.
And that's why I'm not dating a shrink either.
Well, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
I mean, it's interesting, but he has a specialty. He has a concentration.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
What's his specialty?
Dysfunction and or disinterest.
Yes!
which covered a lot, I have to say.
But see, Eric,
that would be the best date of your entire dating life, dating this guy who specializes in the abnormal, the what, just for the stories, because I think you'd come away from it knowing how normal you are.
Yeah.
And he would probably say, man, you're a catch.
Right?
You don't have this hang up or that.
I mean, there's client confidentiality. He can't really tell me anything, and that's the bummer. It's like, if you can't tell me stories, then I don't know.
He can tell you stories, just no names.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Why not? The confidentiality is the who, not the what.
Oh. Maybe I'll have to at least go on one date.
I would absolutely go on a date.
Wait till he takes you into his little red room. You know,
Fifty Shades.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go far down this path, but I do wonder about those who are so dialed out of, you know, sort of the way it was meant to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that it gets...
Within the playful framework of a couple, that it goes so far off the rails.
So far.
How is that even... for God's sake.
Ride that pony.
And we all know
that's the song.
But that's not even as far as I'm talking. Yeah. I'm talking about.
I understand what you're saying.
You know
about.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. How does it get to that?
You can be playful, Norm, whether it's dressing up, whether it's hanging out, you go to a bar, you pick her up, you're married.
AKA vanilla. Go ahead.
Well, no, and it gets over time, maybe you expand your horizons a little, but it doesn't have to be like. What? You want what?
Whether it's, toys or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's all on this side.
Yes.
Not now. When we get to the point where...
just worry when they push it that far, then how far does it go? Like, what's enough?
Well, that's exactly my point, is how does that then become even stimulating? Let's just say that.
What is at that point? You've pushed it that far, so what is?
Yeah.
And
it's fine to order off the menu.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's fine to go have the chef's table and have the chef cook whatever, you know, is in the market basket for the day. That's fun. That's exciting.
We can go back to a normal table.
We go back to a normal table after that, once we're in the kitchen and the chef is just, you've seen how they make sausage, you can go back.
We don't have to reside at chef's table forever.
I believe there comes a point, though, where you can never go home anymore. I think there is
thank you.
Right?
Once you've been in first class, it's hard to ride a Greyhound.
Wow, that's...
But is it first class?
Right.
Oh, yes. If you do it
is it just...
You, Mr. Steak and Potatoes, please.
Yeah.
He thinks neoprene is that... believe me, it's on the way. It's the gateway to what we're talking about, but that's...
And you've got to imagine...
You plushy boy, you.
This poor guy, probably all the time, doesn't have women date him for exactly this reason.
Yeah.
Because who knows what the deal is. I mean, it's a little much for me to take on.
There are deal-breaker gigs, aren't there?
Yes.
And have you reached one of yours?
I think I might have. That might just be...
No way. I think this is your match, E.
What?
Well, you don't know until you go on a date and at least, you know, have drinks with the guy and hang and
talk.
Oh, my God. I would not even want to kiss him goodnight. I would think he'd be, you know, grading me in his head.
Well, so every guy who kisses you is going to grade.
Yeah.
Don't you grade?
Everybody thinks they're a good kisser. Who's going to think I'm a bad kisser?
You know,
kisser?
Go, oh, I know. Yeah. Kiss Blair and Blair, you can determine.
What? Jack!
Kiss Blair and let's see if...
Making out in the morning.
Yeah. We actually did this one. Somebody claimed she was the greatest kisser in the world. I had her kiss Jimmy and I had to pry him apart and get a hose.
Wow. There you go.
I still have to pay her once a month. I don't know what happened.
You know what I need? Money for Black